Simply Done, the podcast network.
I think I know why. There's a show tonight and we're feeling the high. You better grab your seats, the show's about to begin. Before you miss the first part, you'll have to see it again.
Simply Dan.
Who?
Simply Dan.
That's me.
Simply Dan's the guy with the show. He's gonna do stuff and tell a bunch of jokes. He'll talk about people and pop culture and stuff. Dan's got a skull puppy, baby. I think my microphone's messed up.
I can hear you perfectly. Why?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. My cans.
Did you work today?
I was down at the vet place, and a couple came in. And I'm talking to them, and they're going, hey, we just had a baby. We're looking to get a nice family ride. I go, you know what you need? You need a Corvette. So they go, really? I go, yeah, yeah. And so I show them how you can duct tape a baby seat right to the, you know, the front fenders?
Yeah.
You can't do it there.
No, you would think not.
No, apparently not, because that's what the guy was screaming at us about. Anyway, I got suspended for another couple of days, but, you know, the vets sell themselves, man. The vets sell themselves.
One thing about the vet.
I really wore shorts.
Could you get Perry a job over at the vet place?
I'll tell you, Perry would be the greatest salesperson of any salesperson there was. Hey, Scaremaster. There he is.
Hey, Scaremaster, what up, dog?
Bud. Hey, Bud. I was just saying, you would be the best salesperson of any salespeople there are.
Come on.
You'd be the Willie Loman of salespeople.
You seem pretty determined, Scaremaster.
Whoa, let me see that shirt. Is that a new shirt?
What's it say?
I haven't seen that one. Let me see.
Scary Perry Productions.
Let me see that. Is that a, that's a t-shirt for the skateboards. That's a
go! Just testing my voice, see if everything's working. How'd that sound in there? Good.
Sounds okay. Like you're an asshole, like always.
Oh, shut up. I'm giving a sound check.
Go!
Why are you screaming, dude?
Because that's what you do.
I did a sound check. Why'd you do it?
Can I bring it down? And if you want to hear something good, listen to this tune.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm the third guy, Scary Perry.
And we've got somebody very special, somebody who's getting married, Tom Brennan.
Thanks for having me here, Don. It's great to be back at the secret location.
Well, as this
together
show,
we are the
Big Three. Did I forget that? I must have. I was so anticipating what's going on here.
There's a lot going on.
Because when this show starts airing, will be Friday the 15th.
And ooh, like the movie.
And that means that, no, actually that was Friday the 13th.
It was one of those. It was one of those.
13th.
Let's agree to disagree.
You're sure about that, right?
Positive.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think Perry's right here.
You know why he knows this stuff? Because he had the movie time. The guy was a professional movie critic.
That's true. You know it was canceled.
I think it should come back. The guy knows movies. He knows movies. He's in movies.
I agree.
Maybe we'll
can I just say this?
You know what? Wait a second. Let's do it right now. It's time once again for Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
What's the last movie you saw? What's the last movie you saw?
Limitless.
Let's hear about it.
Let's hear about it. You want to hear about the vitamins? The Limitless, what's it called?
Limitless vitamins?
Yeah, NZT 44. You guys stumped me when you said, you know, go do the movie time.
That was the last movie you saw?
Yeah, I was watching it earlier today. Yeah, NZT 48, that's it. It's a very positive, very energetic, very mentally uplifting pill that takes a person's brain that goes from 20%
now
to 100%.
Now you see why Perry's movie time was canceled.
It's isn't
boring.
That the same thing as that boring? Johansson?
No, boring because you're boring?
Let me ask you a question. That's the same theme, it sounds like, is that Scarlett Johansson movie that's out right now where she gets super brain power, right?
I got to hear about that because I was...
But
I was,
what would it be like if Scaremaster was able to take a pill and go from using 1% of his brain to like 6% of his brain?
Whoa.
No, it's 20% to 100%.
How much are you using now?
I don't know.
I'd say less than 2%.
I'm trying to get mine really low.
Why is that?
Just because it'll just mellow.
Because yeah. I want to just be stoner like Tommy Chong, man.
Oh, come on, dude.
Why would you say that?
He was a pioneer.
That's the way he
is. He's a pioneer. The guy's a pioneer in stoner comedy.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Well, as I was saying, tomorrow is a big day for Tom Brennan because tomorrow Tom is getting married. So congratulations to you. Are you excited?
I don't know if I'd use the word excited, but I am...
excited?
Well, I'm nervous. I'm a little nervous, but...
I'm totally against it.
Why?
Because it's wrong.
Do you think... Are you afraid? Are you afraid that on the first night you're not going to be able to get raped?
You know,
you know what I mean?
I don't even know how to answer that question.
On the first night, will you let him have you?
No.
Or will you make him rape
you? If I didn't make it clear the last time, this is not that kind of arrangement whatsoever. And I really need to make that clear. I need to make that clear to you, and I need to make it clear to you guys.
This is a marriage of convenience.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And you have to get married.
I saw on the internet...
Because you're in trouble.
...that they had the richest person in each state... And I saw in California, John Quincy Adams had $49.4 billion assets under his name.
It was pounds. Yeah. I think it was pounds.
Where is this? Send it to me.
You go fuck yourself. You find it yourself.
I'll send it to you, Perry.
Thank you.
You think I'm an idiot? You think I'm an idiot?
No, I don't. I haven't been able to find this.
And I was wondering
at all on the
internet.
Most
of his money, to be fair, is in factories in Bangladesh, so...
Because I've been looking for who this JQA guy is, and I haven't been able to find him.
You haven't found anything about him?
I haven't found nothing about him.
Well, anyway.
Have you checked the slums in Mumbai?
Is that part of the reason you're getting married to him? Because of that $49.4 billion?
I'd be lying if I said it didn't have everything to do with it.
You're a businessman. Tom's a businessman. He knows. He looks at the bottom line.
It's half the money and it's half the power. Because he's a powerful guy. He can get things produced. He can get things done. And
he's going to help your clients.
Well, that's the thing that sold me. Is he said that, you know, it's going to help Perry. And I think his exact words is Perry's career is going to be set in stone. And that's really what...
Scaremaster.
I'm all about.
Why do you keep fighting it?
Well, I'm honored.
What?
I'm honored.
Are you really honored? Because the way you've behaved since this announcement has been made has
I'm
been...
I'm fighting it because it's...
Hey, you know what? When Quincy calls today, if he calls...
Are you sure he's going
to
call?
He usually does, but if he happens to call in, are you going to talk to him?
No. You shouldn't.
I don't think I should.
I agree with you. You should not talk to him, and I'll tell you why.
Because it's bad luck?
Super bad luck, and I think you're going to get a chance if he doesn't think you're here... He may talk a little more honestly about what his true feelings are, and you can see if you're being used just as a sex toy, or he really cares about you.
Oh, boy.
Scaremaster. You think he should
No
hear,
comment.
But do you think he should hear how Quincy really talks about him?
No comment.
Perry,
you got to comment on something.
Well, all right. My comment is I don't like what I'm going to hear, because
Perry.
I know what he's going to say.
How do you know what he's going to say?
He's
You're a mind reader?
He's a homosexual, and he's going to talk shit about wanting Tom.
I know you got angry at me last time for even talking to him. Would you prefer if I just keep my mouth shut this time?
Keep your mouth shut. Completely.
Is that you saying that?
Completely.
Is that you saying that?
Well, that's me saying that.
And
yes.
You think he should act like he's not even here?
Correct.
All right. You have the final word on that?
Correct.
That's your final answer?
What did I just say?
Okay, guys. Perry doesn't want me to talk to him. I'm not talking to him. So if you cannot even mention that I'm here, I think that would be the best bet.
Exactly.
Well, I have to tell you something. It's becoming a little melancholy because each time I say something or I look at you guys, I realize we're down to one show after this.
I'm going to miss you guys.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Hey, Scaremaster.
We'll see what happens.
I'm going to miss you, buddy.
I'll miss you guys.
I think we had a good thing going here.
And a great
it was
thing.
Weird. It stressed everybody out, but I don't like how it stressed you out mostly.
Yeah, thank you.
Never
so
like
I just
that.
I just think we don't look back. We just move on.
Hey, speaking of that.
That I like to hear. We don't look back on the negative. We move on the positive.
Right. Perfect. Now, I wanted to ask you something.
Stuff.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Your luckies, all that stuff.
Everything.
We don't talk about the past.
Well, one thing I wanted to find out from you, Scaremaster.
Yes, sir.
Since we only have this show and the next show after that, then we're done.
Okay.
And you should be pushing the shit out of your autobiography, and I haven't heard you say a thing about it.
Holy, you should sell it at the wedding, or sell the rights at the wedding.
I'm not selling shit.
Well, how far along is it right now?
I'm not even done with my first section. I've got a lot of stuff.
We have a chapter on Antonio Corsi, your uncle.
That would be a great one.
The model.
You should do a whole thing about fashion, the different fashions you've got.
That'll come up eventually.
Scaremaster, over the years, has your look changed?
Yeah.
What have you done? Lost hair? Besides
I've
that,
I've lost hair and I've gained weight.
You look pretty fit right now. It looks like mostly
you dyed your hair recently too. Yeah. I noticed it's a real caramel color.
To keep my hair
for the wedding, right?
For the fact that I'm still in show business.
For the pictures.
For everything. Because I still like to say that I'm 15. And that'll be coming up this November.
15
years old.
15 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be 15?
How's that work?
Yeah. Well, you take 51, you flip it.
You still got it.
That could be an opener. When you come out, you're like, hey, I'm Scaremaster. I'm 15. I mean, I took 51 and I flipped it.
Whatever.
Wow. I can't say it like you say
so it. We should maybe even try to help him a little bit with his autobiography. Are you going to talk about your grandfather, the tailor to Al Capone?
I will be bringing
and
up...
Cookie Caramello, the Navy guy, the hero in the Navy?
I'll be bringing up a lot of things.
What do you think Molly should talk about?
I think he should talk about everything. I think...
Exactly.
I think... How about the title, 15?
It's actually a book about me. It's not a book about them. But they will be a part of my life.
Of course.
Because, I mean, my father got my mom pregnant to give birth to me.
That's right.
Of course, he took care of me.
Was it the same way that you got your wife pregnant?
Yeah.
My parents were married for over 20 years.
Before they had you?
Yes.
Were you the baby?
Yes.
You were the smallest one?
I was the youngest.
Oh, my God. So Brian is the oldest?
He's the middle son.
Is that why they love him the best?
They don't love him the best. God, you know, every time you say that retarded shit, it just makes me sick to even hear it.
Well, it just seems, I don't know, Mole,
it
maybe.
It seems that maybe... Brian drugged my mom.
What?
How do you know she didn't ask for it?
Okay, yeah, she did ask for it because she was dying. The medicine that she had to take because she was dying, of course. So
in a way, Brian was her hero.
So Brian was the middle child?
Shut the fuck up and move different. Change the subject.
Change the subject.
Show's over. Will he be mentioned in the book?
Of course, his family is very important to
us. Family is family. Everybody.
There's three brothers. There's you, Brian, and
three
Tavon.
Sons.
And Tavon is the oldest?
What?
Tavon Caramello.
Tavon.
You're a moron.
What's the oldest brother's name? Jeffy?
Think about it.
John.
Starts with a K.
Kevin.
Chlamydia.
Stems with an H.
Kahani.
Kenneth.
Kinwa.
Wait a minute.
Kenneth Caravello.
Kenny?
Kenny, yes.
Where has Kenny been?
Is he straight?
He's been in Arizona for years.
And do you guys still talk a lot, or what's going on?
I barely talk to him. He's divorced.
Oh.
He's straight, right?
He's straight. Of course he's straight.
I don't know that.
Who knows what caused the divorce?
Do they kind of hope that you'll get married again? Find another wife?
I'll find another wife.
Does Kenneth have kids?
He's got three kids.
How old?
God, Michael is 6 years younger than me. Eric is 8 years younger than me.
Wow.
Michelle.
And are they all in Arizona?
Well, Michael and Eric are in Chicago. Michelle is in
Chi-town,
North Carolina with her mother. Michelle's, of course.
Anyway, do you guys talk? Do you guys hang out? What's the story?
I talk to Michael and Eric and Michelle.
Are there any gay people in your family?
Nobody's gay in my family.
Well, okay. Nobody else.
What do you mean, nobody else? Nobody ever was.
What did you mean?
Happy gay, yeah.
Exactly. You know what I figured out, Scaremaster, is why everyone thinks you're gay?
It's you guys.
No.
Listen, you and him.
No. I heard this thing on the radio. It's They were going.
No one thinks
no,
I'm gay.
I heard a thing on the radio. They said,
"Oh yeah, they do." There's
they said,
a lot of people.
It was for a travel thing, and they said, "Do you want to visit Gay Perry?" And I was like, "What?" And I thought it was like, "Who wants to, you have to take a flight to go to?"
That's Paris.
But they kept talking about Gay Perry.
Wow!
And I was like,
"I've never heard that."
Yeah.
Was, what radio station is that on?
I was on KXSF, the one with the numbers.
Oh yeah.
Where the ladies are like, lot. "We got another rock block coming up in the next hour." Sit back, because just little Stevie Nicks.
Stand back.
Hey, let me my room. Just goes on not, like that.
Yeah.
And then they go,
"Oh, I got to hear that."
I'm on a show with two retards.
Who?
Dom Barris.
I'm retarded.
Me.
And Mole.
Not me, right?
Of course not.
Why do you look up to him so much?
He's my publicist. He's I have also, to look up okay, to him.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. How can fans get in touch with us, Dan?
Well, the show's not over. We'll get to that towards the end. Is that cool?
Oh, I thought like if they wanted to say something on the show if they wanted
not
to.
Yet. We could do that in 1 second. I want to bring up something a little more important, and I'll explain to you why.
Uh-oh.
Next Friday, I've been waiting for this day for months since I first heard it was going to come out. How would you guys like to, next Friday...
Mud shark fishing.
God, no.
Now, I'm going to, Friday night on the 15th, I'm closing out at the Comedy Store, the main room. I'm going to do about an hour, and it's going to be featuring the Barris Kennedy Overdraft. So if you like rock music and you're here in town...
That'd be tonight.
That's the 15th. That's what I said.
It'll be tonight.
That's right. But if you guys want to, now, as I said before, we taped this early. So in the afternoon, how would you guys like to go to a movie that I've been dying to see?
I know the one with the guy.
Expendables 3. It comes out the 15th, and I am so fucking excited about this. You want to go, Perry? I'll pay for your ticket.
Scaremaster's the only action hero who's not in Expendables 3.
That would be funny to have Stone Fury in there. God, have you been dying to see this movie?
It's amazing.
Well, I actually saw.
What do you mean?
I actually saw one of the stolen copies.
What do you mean? It's amazing.
I'm just saying it's amazing.
Have you seen it?
That you're inviting me,
Perry. Wait a second.
For this, you
I know that look. Copies? Wait a second. Hold everything. I know when you're lying. Look at me.
Lying about what?
Have you seen The Expendables?
1 and 2.
You didn't see 3.
Not yet.
Look me in the eye and tell me the truth.
I said I haven't seen 3 yet.
Then why is Tom doing this, like pointing
at
you?
Well, because he's...
You're working on getting an Expendables 4, aren't you?
That'd be awesome.
You're
going to
have an Expendables 4.
That's exactly what I'm seeking.
Hold everything, Mole. I think somebody here is lying to me. Did you see the movie The Expendables 3?
Why?
Truthfully.
Why?
Just wondering. Because it seems like you're lying about something.
Maybe I did.
You did see it?
Maybe.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Is it? Oh, so you did see it. Tell me a little bit about it.
Can't say
just
a word.
Just say one thing about it.
There's...
Stallone's in it, right?
Stallone.
Is he funny?
Oh,
and
he's the best. Frank?
There's...
No, I think it's Sylvester.
Schwarzenegger?
Whoa. I think that you were right before, Mole. It is time once again to do a little something where the people at home can join in the fun here on the Big 3 Podcast. It's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where you, the guy sitting at home, the guy having fun. Wait a minute, what are you doing over there, Perry?
Nothing.
Why are you motioning towards?
He's feeling nervous.
Why?
I have no idea. So I'm just telling him to, you know, calm down.
Okay, well, anyway, so this segment is where you, the people at home, you can join in the fun here. This is where you can write us a letter, and you would send that letter with a $10 cash. No checks, no money orders, straight cash, homie. And you send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. But you got to do it quick because we are going to be finishing the show. We have one show left, so you got to send it immediately.
And we're not going
to
be able to get them all in there, right?
No.
It's got to be.
Yeah, again, it's a choice. So you got to. Write something good and send it immediately if you want. We will at least mention the people that sent something, no matter
what.
They're saying
that we might get up to 4.
Well, let me tell you this. We might have 6 today.
What?
You want to start us out there, Moles?
Surely.
Well, you know what? I'll read this one. Dear Perry Boy. I wonder what that means. Change your name to Harry Gay Jerry. Hey, that kind of sounds like Harry Carey. Fuck the Cubs. Remember in Windy City Heat when you bragged about the person who tinkled your brother's butthole hairs by licking them? When
what?
Did you do that? You're so disgusting. I'll bet the guy who poo-poo peanuts stuck in your teeth from your greasy, dirty ass. Now, this is some bullshit, I think. Do you stand in front of a fan with your cheeks spread during those hot summer Reseda days?
It's disgusting.
Who is this homosexual?
I'll get to it. It's almost done. I'll bet you even stick a few ice cubes up your butt to stay cool at the core, and then you eat those ice cubes if they fully don't melt in your rectum.
You don't do that.
I can't wait for the show to be over because of these disgusting letters that come in. I do nothing like this.
Signed with love, JP. Do you know who JP is?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, let's do another one then.
Just a prick.
Not nice to say.
What do you expect?
Jeff Probst.
Mole. Oh, this one.
Juliet Proust.
We said before a short paragraph.
Wow, that's
and this
really,
is not
really
a short
long.
Paragraph. Would you kind of paraphrase that, Mole, if you don't mind? We've said this before, and we actually said, well, I guess in Fargo and North Dakota, they don't have much to do, so this guy just wrote everything he could. I'm not trying to say anything bad. I know you got excited. I believe the guy's name's Fred. So if you can paraphrase what he has to say, maybe.
Yeah, he said, like most fans, I've noticed religion subject to some scrutiny on the Big Three podcast. He's a member of Jehovah's Witness, Wild Animal, sometimes, although not very often, confuse him with the Javajos. Student theology, I'd like to shine some light on. These two are very different but very real religions. Javajo or Ordo Templi Canaanis, founded in 1950 by disfellowship Jehovah's Witness, Reginald Denny Dennison. Order of Javajo is not recognized as an official branch of the Jehovah's Witness, but there's striking similarities. So Scaremaster, here's where a lot of the confusion comes from. While the Jehovah's Witness simply cover up any abuse of minors, the Javajos orchestrate actual child murders for sacrificial rituals for their demonic three-headed dog-eyed Cerebus. Cult members often file fraudulent disability claims, ensuring them endless cash flow. This guarantees the Javajos unlimited funding for their nefarious activities, and they pay no taxes. While the witnesses preach against biblical sin of homosexuality, the Javajos fully embrace and encourage it, include performing lewd acts to casting agents, producing independent gay BJ movies. There's a contrary to popular belief, witnesses don't celebrate any holidays. Conversely, Javajos celebrate just one, Jesus Passover. There's Satan the Devil, or STDs, he's sometimes known, a popular stunt dog from the 1960s who could skateboard, snowboard, act, and do simple comedy. And basically saying that Javajos, like Jehovah's, are a real religion, and the Javajos are the ones that it seems like, by what you've been doing, after adding up all those, it seems to include Perry Caravello is indeed a very religious man, but does not belong to the Jehovah's Witnesses. He so often exists. You are actually a Javajo Scaremaster. From what you practice. One final note is widely believed the Javajos were directly involved in JFK assassination, and they felt the murder was necessary to bring about the birth of their savior, the Dalai Lama.
It's bullshit.
That's from King
You know
Fish.
For a fact.
From King Fish.
It's bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. Weren't you born after President Kennedy was murdered?
I was born on the 17th.
There
Kennedy
you go.
Was murdered on the 22nd.
There you go.
All right, here's another one. Not this is, comes in a big book.
Read your Bible.
Okay, thank you, Mole. Thank you. Dear Big Three, it is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that my business and your sponsor, The Toaster, is closing its doors for the last time.
No.
I have no one to blame for this except your pet baboon, Perry.
No, The Toaster is my favorite.
Blame me.
Guys, everyone
blame
go to The Toaster and
everything.
Buy a bunch of
they
stuff.
They did, Perry.
Everybody likes to blame me for their fucking mistakes.
They were the perfect business model. They sold weed stuff.
That was a perfect... Oh, I'll read on. I would play the podcast in the store every week, but when Perry would start to brag about how he got his SAG card by forcing himself on that poor casting director, they would threaten to boycott me. I guess it finally worked. I want to hook you and your studio up one last time with some of our merchandise. Hope you like it. Fuck you, Perry. Scott Horton, owner of The Toaster.
Oh, Scott. Well, it looks like Scott's had some time off. Hopefully, we'll see him at the wedding.
Hopefully.
Horton.
All right, look at this. Oh.
Horton, here's a hookah, right?
Oh, look at what they sent us. Holy shit.
Wow, I think we got to break that sucker off.
Jesus. God.
And we should, because you know
not
what?
Not today.
Yeah, we should do it right now.
Sorry.
Look at that's this. What I
if
call
if you guys start smoking weed, this is, I'm leaving.
Scaremaster, they have been one of our greatest supporters.
Here, hold on to that.
I am leaving.
Look at that.
That is, it's a beautiful glass.
That is
bong. Here awesome. Is, look at this. Put this in there.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Wow, this is beautiful. All right, Mole, you want to read one here?
Like, yeah, I want to rip one here. You know what I mean?
Here, take Talk this.
Like a bong.
Hey, let me have a hit.
Oh, my God.
Wolfie, take it easy, man. We'll get that this up.
All right.
Is this another long one?
No, it's fine. Dear Big Fee, I'm writing this $10 shout out to reach out to America's Hollywood's most current heroic Italian legends that has ever lived. I, like the Bear Master, I'm an Italian American from Chicago, currently trying to pursue my dream career in acting and moving to California. Bear Mask, this is where you come in. I've worked in my family tattoo shop for 15 years. I'm very good at specialty tattoos. I've researched the tattoo market in Los Angeles and see the market is oversaturated with tattoo shops. I want to reach out to Perry in order to open a strong, hardcore background specialty tattoo shop that LA had never had. Scaremaster, listen to this. I'm desperate to start money. I'm willing to partner with him and give him 75% of the profits.
What?
All Perry would provide his kick-ass way of life attitude as a spokesman.
That seems simple enough.
That's...
Scaremaster is from Chicago, opening up his Italian family-run tattoo shop out here.
That's
crazy. Willing
to
give you 75% of the profits so that you would be the spokesperson.
Crazy.
You want me to continue or no?
Go on.
About the business, I have become well-known for providing taint tattoos in the Chicago area. I cannot tell you how many perfect women I have given taint tattoos to. With our partnership, we can rake in huge profit in the special demographic of the untapped in Los Angeles area. So I'm reaching out to you, Perry. With you being a prominent figure in the popular Southern California homosexual community, we can begin to provide
right there.
Meaningful taint tattoos for men to express their pride and love for other men.
That line right
to
there
start
makes
a marketing
me
campaign.
Say no.
He's saying you're influential, that they
well,
love you.
You Listen. Said the homosexual word. That right there means I will not have any
Perry,
mess with them.
You can't
Perry,
help it if they like
Perry,
you.
Perry.
You can't help
say?
It if they
the
like
The system. You. Shh. Don't use that word.
I guess he's saying that
Act excited.
Since that community loves you so much, so you're so popular with it, and such a prominent figure, that's why you'd be a good spokesperson.
Yeah, that'd be great. What do you think, Scaremaster?
I don't
want me
like
to
Perry.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, I'd like you to continue.
Go ahead, continue.
You'd like to be part of this.
To start our marketing campaign, I suggest that I give a taint tattoo to Perry for use in an area-wide advertising strategy. Perry should begin to think about what the taint tattoo should be. I provide a list of what you may be interested in. The Japanese character for erection, maybe. Former past lovers. Javajo High Priestess paw print. Shape of Italy filled in with rainbow colors with the words Canadian hard maple underneath. Teardrops for all the murders you've committed. Just like the gang members do under their eyes.
I won't.
Scaremaster, a permanent admission saying that, in fact, you were not the one who knocked over the table. That would be kind of cool. On your taint, I did not knock over the table.
Well, I don't need another tattoo.
But this is on your taint, dude.
Yeah, you don't have one on your taint.
Please let
you?
Me know what you're interested in, Perry, and I'll begin to drop some rough drafts to you. I believe that Perry Caravella's famous taint tattoos will make us both very wealthy. And oh. hopefully help you get out of the system. Let me know if your address is still 1 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 101.
Whatever.
102.
Sincerely and dog bless Ricardo Pantone.
All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, hey everybody, it's your loyal fan, friend, and one of the top computer hackers in the country. Working with the Big Three has always been a double-edged sword for me. On one hand, I love working with Mole and Don. Mole has taken over the Cheech and Chong place is the top comic stoner that there is.
All right!
Don is a witty man's man that if the producers got their head together and get rid of that Daniel Craig, they would realize that this should be your bond. But the other side of the sword is the Dago Javajo gypsy piece of dog-worshipping shit. This low-level garbage bin is a racist, homophobic, misogynistic attitude of his... I cannot
lie,
stand.
Lie, get out.
Wait a second. In a way.
Lie, get out.
You're not homophobic?
Maybe a homophobic.
You don't talk down to women?
I never talk down to women.
What about Mary
wait,
Jane?
Wait, how about that one time you said that about Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary
I said,
Jane.
What about Mary
Let's
Jane?
Let's listen to that.
Mary Jane made the comment to me. She says, I don't want any shenanigans between now and the full hearing date. You know, I don't start any trouble or don't do anything to fuck this all up. I said, me? What am I going to do? Well, you know what you'll do. And then she tells Don that I raped her in the fucking elevator. Well, I asked for the fucking hug. The cunt. Sadistic and evil like he is. She's just as evil as he is. Oh, hi. I'm in pain. Yeah, right. I'm a whore. That's what you really are.
That's a little harsh.
Well, the way they treated us, you call that harsh? Give me a fucking break, would you?
All right, see?
You said that.
You said that you called her a cunt.
I may have, because I was...
Mary Jane, emotional. Do you think he's misogynistic?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
No,
I'll read on. I have so many things that I found out about this guy that not only could keep him in the system the rest of his meaningless life, but possibly put him in jail. Do you want me to read on or do you want me to just stop?
Read on!
His latest episode would ensure that he would, and would is all in capital letters, remain in the system forever. And if I had a vote, that's exactly what would happen.
What did I do now?
Okay. Do you want me to read on or do you want
read
to
read on? Read on. I got to hear this garbage.
There's a little thing right there.
I need to hear about this lying garbage.
All right. I'll read on. This is how he is stealing from the industry that he wants to remain working in. Anyone might have guessed what the Java Nuts did this time?
What they did.
Anybody want to guess?
Talk to me.
What do you think you did?
I don't know what I did.
What do you think he did, Mole?
What did Scatmaster do?
This time he is illegally pirating movies, has been watching a movie that hasn't been released as of yet.
Not Expendables 3.
What?
Ask him if he liked the movie that the producers of this film are looking for.
I was just kidding when I said I watched the illegally downloaded one, because that would be a terrible thing to do.
The person that they're looking for the guy that was pirating Expendables 3.
Nobody's been pirating.
You just said you had that. You just said you saw
it. I didn't say that I saw it.
You saw it just a minute ago.
Whatever.
Mold, did he say he saw that?
He did. That's going to cost the studio tens of millions of dollars.
I didn't see the movie.
Let me know if you want me to drag this douchebag through the coals on this one.
I did not see the movie.
Your loyal fan, friend, and maybe coming back to work with you, Huey Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
He's got good information.
What are you fucking O-boying about? I didn't see the fucking movie.
What am I O-boying about? It's kind of a big deal.
Wait a minute.
Well, shut up and
you telling me to shut up? I'm not the one who opened my mouth that said I saw the fucking
movie.
I didn't see the movie.
I am seeing right through this. Tom, do you know anything about Expendables 3?
I know it's coming out. I know it's coming out.
The truth.
He knows it's coming out.
I know Mel Gibson's in it. I know it's got an all-star cast, Harrison Ford.
Tom, that's superficial bullshit.
Tom, let me ask you this. Who that lady go in that movie?
Okay, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're doing here. All right, get a picture of this. This is from recently retired toaster, one of the great places. Oh, look at that bong. I'm going to have to get a hit of this myself.
Oh, God.
It's poison.
Oh, my God. Here, let me have a hit.
I can't wait till this show's over because of this bullshit.
I didn't get a hit.
Neither did I. Okay, just to kind of...
Oh, yeah, we got...
Okay, hold everything. Look at me, Tom. This is what I'm starting to think. Do you have anything to do with him having that movie explained?
Why would I have anything to do with
that
movie?
Look at me.
What movie?
Look at me, you fucking sexual freak.
Not a sexual freak.
He's getting married in the morning.
I'm the sexual freak.
You're the fucking pervert that put this on. You're the fucking pervert that set it up. You're the motherfucker that's putting on this.
I'm the one.
Yeah, you're the one.
Well, how do you, what do you, you're just saying that. How about I say you're the one? How do you like that? You're the one that started this whole thing.
I started it.
Yeah.
I'm involved because I know how to know you, cocksucker, and that cocksucker. Oh, I don't want nothing to do with it.
But you're blaming me. Now I'm blaming you. You're the one that's at fault here. You're the one that took the pictures.
You're the one. You're the one. What that
pictures?
Made me
the
cry.
Pictures of him tied up with the nipple clamps and on the burns. Maybe that was you.
You're a lying sack of shit.
You're lying
you're
about when you said I had something to do with it.
Perry
he's a sexual freak.
Perry wasn't even there.
Was I there? Do I have anything to do with this
no,
at all?
No, you weren't there.
Thank you. So why does he keep blaming me?
I don't
because
know.
Because you organized it.
I organized nothing. You're a liar.
Let me ask one question.
That satanic, demonic bastard.
Because both of you guys know acting and both of you guys know Hollywood. Is this Mel Gibson's road back into Hollywood?
I thought we successfully deflected away from that.
Did he deliver in this film? Did he deliver?
Who knows? I don't even have a clue.
Did Mel Gibson deliver on this movie?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't
I
know?
Haven't seen it yet.
You just said you did.
I...
Scaremaster, by the
just,
time this
then
comes
why did
out,
you lie?
By the okay, time I'm
this
sorry.
By the time...
You didn't
time
do it.
This comes
Look
out,
at me, Perry.
I, no, I didn't.
All right, I will make a deal with you. I will give you all of the $10 shout-outs, or you get none of them tonight. But I want the truth right now. Did you see
I
the movie?
I didn't know what the truth
did
is.
Did you see the movie Expendables? Because Huey Craig III just said this.
Huey Craig III doesn't know shit.
Well, he... Okay. All right, fine. Is that what you say? Look at me. There's something going on, and I can tell a little fucking liar when I see one. And right
you
now...
You don't know
stop,
nothing. You're
shut
not God.
Up. I'm not
You're
God.
You're not God. You're another fucking human cocksucker.
Okay, stop.
You think you can push people around.
I'm not
like
pushing
fucking,
anybody around.
You're
did I steal Expendables 3?
You're pushing me around.
Did I steal the movie? Did I steal the movie? No, I did not.
Nobody
I want
stole
the truth
movie?
Right now, or you will rot in hell.
He
I will make
not,
your life tormented if
my,
I find out
you're
my life.
I'll make your life your life.
His life is going to rot in hell with that fucking bullshit that you set up.
Shut
next
up.
Week.
I didn't set up anything.
It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow when this comes out. And Scaremaster, when this comes out, the movie will have come out, so you're covered.
That's true. That's
right.
Actually
when this
true.
This podcast comes
all
out.
All right. I want the truth, Tom. Did you give him the movie Expendables 3 so he could watch? The truth. Look at me. Look at me, you motherfucking freak.
Don't you dare call him a motherfucking freak. You sick, perverted motherfucking freak.
I'm a sick,
freak.
Perverted motherfucking
you
freak.
You got that right.
Do I have pictures of myself tied up with a ball gag
God.
In my mouth?
I wasn't,
hey,
I wasn't
face.
Even conscious
hey,
in those pictures.
Face.
Oh, you weren't.
No.
He was not yeah. conscious.
How come last week when we went through the whole thing about the
little... De.
You mocking me?
The baby.
Keep on mocking me, baby.
All right, the truth. Tom.
What do you want to know?
That. Did you give him that movie?
He didn't give me
I didn't
me
hear anything
shit.
About me in that
okay,
Huey Craig III
right,
letter.
No, you didn't. I just want to ask you this. But I saw the way you looked at him, and I saw the way that you guys were doing your little hand signs between a client and his fucking
right,
publicist. Truthfully, did you give him a copy of Expendables 3, yes or no?
I'm a publicist.
Did
I
you?
Sometimes get exclusive things and titles before anybody else.
And did you give it to him?
Because I'm a publicist.
Did you give yes or no? Look at me. Don't
he
look at him.
He didn't give
don't
me
look
the
at him.
Fucking movie.
Did you give it
he
to him?
He did not give me the movie.
Perry, let
you
me
pushy,
ask.
You ignorant fucking prick.
All right,
okay,
Perry,
stop.
Perry, hang on.
The truth.
Is there any way we can get out of this?
Yes.
Where we're all
by telling the truth.
Friends and walk
absolutely.
Out of here happy.
Absolutely. Walk out of
we
here
got a
happy.
Wedding, we got a wedding coming up
it's
tomorrow.
It's going to be a great
I,
day.
And I don't want it to be sullied by, you know,
I don't,
these,
I don't either.
These accusations about film piracy.
All right.
It's a growing concern in the industry.
Something
and,
I don't even care about. It's
well,
dropped.
You could have fooled
just,
us.
Okay, I'll just tell you the truth. Where I'm coming from is this. I look at him. I can tell when he's lying. I look at you, and I have a sense that you're lying, too. All I want to know is the truth, and here's what I'll do. I will shut my mouth. I don't really care. Hey, I...
Bullshit, you don't care.
I want to see the movie myself.
Okay.
If you get me a copy. Could you get me a copy? Yes or no?
Will Perry be off the blame list for this? And I will take
as
all of
as
the blame.
As far as I'm concerned, it's wrapped up.
Okay. Okay, then yes. Then yes, I gave Perry a copy of the movie.
I knew it! I knew it!
Why are you saying that?
I'll take the hit, Perry. I'm taking enough fucking hits from you. I'll take this. I'll take... How many hits have I taken for you over the course
shit.
Of this?
How many times do you lie to me, Perry?
How many bullets have I taken?
I don't need...
You're the one who said that you saw the movie. The earlier on, this could have all been evaporated if you say you didn't see the movie. But you said you saw the movie, so now
when
we have to
I
deal with it.
When did I say I saw the movie?
Earlier,
when we
you
were
said
talking.
You saw the movie. That's yeah. when I was
I
giving you...
When I
no.
invited you to go see the movie, you said you'd seen it.
That's when I was giving you the hand gestures. That's when I was telling
I
you
thought.
To shut up.
I
okay?
didn't mean
the
that
cat's
I
out of the bag.
Hand gestures.
Don figured it out, but you know what, Perry... I'm sorry, but if you didn't say anything, we wouldn't even be in this situation.
I'm all sorry. Right, I'll just forget about it now. Oh, that's wow. all I wanted.
Great,
was the truth.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah.
Now my publicist we license is probably in jeopardy.
We have one more $10 shout-out to read. Mole, you have that? Could you read that for us, please?
I will. I don't think it's a $10 shout-out, though. I think it's actually... Hey, this is from Costco, Scaremaster. Dear member of Costco, Canoga Park, 91304. A series of events took place at the Canoga Costco location on 7/11/2014, around 9:30 a.m. A Costco member described as 4'11", overweight, bisexual, Benjamin Franklin look-alike skateboard comedian was harassing Costco club members by trying to detail cars in the parking lot for pennies on the dollar.
Oh, my God.
Unsuccessful, he demanded to use the public men's room. Occupying the men's room for over an hour, Scaremaster, our security guard, politely asked the occupant to leave. He/she blasted out the door with his or her pants around his or her ankles. Due to the microscopic size of his or her genitalia, you would believe the person to be a post-op transsexual. All right. Transsexual Benjamin Franklin began its rampage while storming into the dairy department. He should drank an entire gallon of non-organic milk, then began to defecate explosively on children, the elderly, just getting lubed up. It screeched with
what a crock of bullshit.
Yeah, just like before that you didn't see the movie.
What a crock of bullshit.
What's bullshit? You didn't see The Expendables or this?
This.
Scaremaster. This is all, it's from Costco, it says.
It's not from Costco. Somebody took a fucking Costco thing and they transferred it over.
Why would they do that?
Because they want to fuck with this show. Okay? I know.
Right. You think they're pranking us?
Of course.
Let me continue. It says, it then began its way to the produce section and began shoving bananas, cucumbers, and eggplants into his or her anus. What? No way.
It's a prank. It's fucking stupid.
It's not funny, Perry.
It says Costco.
It can say Costco. It can say Walmart. It can say fucking Gelson's.
So you think that was this whole thing's a prank?
It's all bullshit.
Let me ask you this. You watching the Expendables movie 3 and then lying about it. Is that a prank, too? Go ahead. Read
it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It said, below is a coupon for a free BJ at any location from Harry Butts. There's a coupon. There's the coupon.
It's computer graphed.
Exactly.
It was? Why didn't you say that, Scaremaster?
Because I the term computer graphed didn't come to my brain.
All right, I'll just ask you this then. You did not put up little coupons that say free blowjob at...
No, I didn't put up that bullshit.
24/7, 365, anytime.
Never.
Okay. Never.
My God.
You know what? I'll tell you this. The difference between right now and like we were talking about the Expendables 3, this time I can tell you're telling the truth.
How many times do we got to bring up the Expendables 3?
It's a drop subject. Drop the fucking subject.
Completely drop.
This fucking show is going to end in like 3 seconds.
No, it's not.
We keep talking shit.
We have a little more. I will not mention anything more about your piracy. It's a fine thing.
My privacy?
Piracy.
Privacy.
I don't know what that means. I wasn't talking about
means
that.
Means stop mentioning that
no,
bullshit.
No, what I was talking about, maybe you didn't understand when I said piracy, I was talking about you illegally getting movies.
I don't have illegal movies.
You just said you had Expendables 3.
I don't have Expendables 3. Tom was fucking trying to calm the fucking subject.
Thank you, exactly.
Okay?
By saying that you did?
Yes.
Exactly.
So you don't have it?
No.
Yet you knew everything about it?
I don't know everything about it. I saw commercials. Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, you know everything about everything.
Wow. Well, it just seems someone's lying here. Anyway, that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
What are you doing over there, Mole?
I was looking at all the cool stuff that the toaster sent us.
What did they send us?
They sent this string that you got the light on fire. Scaremaster, grab this string. It's covered in wax.
You're gonna set them on fire?
No, it says, look, it says light a small piece of the string so that when you're lighting when you're ripping a bong load or something, you don't have to.
Hey, how about let me rip a bong load, huh? You want to know who else is in Expendables 3? Bruce Lee.
What?
Why-oh.
How would you know that?
Because he's dead. It's over 40 years. I said that as a joke. Smartass.
I can never tell when you're serious.
No, I could tell he was joking there. But before, when he was lying about the Expendables 3 not seeing it, I knew he was lying there. You're setting things on fire, Mole. Why?
Because this is the thing that you're supposed to...
Supposed to what?
you're supposed to light your stuff with. You use this instead of holding the lighter so you don't do that.
That's why I can't wait till this show is over.
Why?
Shut the fuck up. It's going to be over. After this show, we have one Scare left mess. And then
you're
done.
I got to tell you, I'm going to miss you.
I want no more fire bullshit, smoking bullshit, wanting to fucking suffocate me and my publicist bullshit.
Thank you.
I mean, come on.
Hey, can I have some of these papers?
Yeah, of course. Have as many as you'd like.
Right. I mean, there's places that state no smoking for a reason.
Why?
Health reasons.
Why? But we're not smoking.
No.
You were.
No.
Oh, you steal movies from a company you want to work with. And you blame him about
weed.
He has his medical marijuana license. I'm not an outrageous, obnoxious piece of fuck. I'm not that person that you call me. All right. Anyway, wait a second. Oh, before we take this call. Now, we don't say that Tom is here, okay?
Oh, you're going to hide? Tom, you're going to hide?
Yeah, I'm going to move away, and I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Just,
okay, Scaremaster, what do I do? No,
you can stay right there. Just don't say anything. All right, send that call through for us, please.
Hello, groomsmen's one and all. Guess whom?
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams. How you doing, Mr.
It's
Adams?
The prison mate that should go back to jail.
Yes. Tell me, is it bad form to speak to the bride before the ceremony?
Oh, you're the bride?
Well, listen, look here. I figured since I did most of the heavy lifting when I first raped my groom, then I should get to be the one to wear Mama's gown. Do all concur?
Hmm? Seems fair.
Yeah.
Well, look, listen.
Not interested.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit light-headed. I've been trying to shed a couple flabby patties before the big day. Between us men, Mama's gown is ridic. She had three ribs removed to fit into it. And actually, she served those very ribs in an apricot marmalade to Papa as a joke on their wedding night. I'm sorry, am I rambling?
Hey, are you okay, Quincy? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes,
sounds like he's
I'm
drinking.
Fine. Yes, terrible. No, what? No, not exactly. No, I'm not.
What's going on? What's up, Quincy? What's happening?
Well, for one thing, there was a horrible sewage backup at the estate during my bachelorette party, and now it looks as though we'll be having the whole affair in Hollywood instead. Does that work for anybody?
That'd be fun. I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
Well, that's that's good. All right. Oh, well, it's going to be at one of my favorite nightclubs in Los Angeles. I'll send you all the deets.
Nightclub?
Oh, that sounds good. That's nothing wrong with that, Mr. Adams.
What's wrong? What's the problem then, Mr. Adams?
Yes.
You should be happy.
That does have a nice ring to it. It does. And I look forward to seeing it on the checks.
You know what?
And I would normally be sashaying on air if I wasn't having second thoughts.
Hey, listen here, pal.
What's going on, Mr. Adams?
I'm seeking
All right. Look and listen. You all know how I feel about Tom. He's the cat's PJs. Or BJs. But if Johnny's going to be honest with Johnny, Tom is my second choice.
What? Then who's number one?
What?
Well, isn't that obvious? Isn't it obvious?
I don't know.
You're a jailbird.
Is it Vince?
Haven't I been calling into this podcast for years just to hear one voice, one wonderful, wonderful voice? Look, let's not do this. Let's not play guessing games, all right? Or instead, how's about this? How's about I explain myself with a good old-fashioned song, a public domain melody? How would that be?
All right.
How would that be?
Sounds good.
We gotta throw him back in jail.
Oh, yes. This takes us back.
I want to know what's going on with him.
I'm just wild about Perry. Whoa. But Tommy's wild about me.
No, he's not.
This love triangle is quite a tangle. Let's set our hearts and boners free.
What?
Tom is sucking drugged candy. Like I want Perry to be sucking on me. Oh, I'm just wild about Perry. But I guess I'll settle for Tommy B's back door. I'll keep on raping Tommy.
Hey, listen here, gay boy.
And look who's coming. It's the Nicholas Brothers. They've got their sequin short shorts and their tank tops and their top hats and their capes.
This is not going to happen.
Yes, Perry, listen, I know this is sudden, and I know I'm just throwing it out there. Putting my heart out there.
This is not going to happen.
And I know we come from other sides of the track. I'm rich, you're poor.
You're just...
Shut up.
Pray to a canine lord. I'm a Rosicrucian. You live in the valley. I would die in the valley. I don't know how it could work. Honestly, I don't know. But I'm throwing it out there. And all I really, really want to say to you, Betty, at the end of the day is, I'm just wild about Betty, but I don't know if we're meant to be.
Never.
The Javajo won't give a blow to his one true love, Quincy. I'm always calling the podcast, but not to chat with the big three. It's 'cause when I'm raping Tom Brennan, I'm just thinking about making him scream and shout. I want to be raping Perry.
Oh.
Well, yes, I'm just wild about Perry. Tommy's going to be oh so mad at me. I raped him thrice. It was quite nice, but it's jabber holes that I need. The scam master lives on Reseda, where the Denny's men's room will agree. We're all just wild about Betty, 'cause you don't have to wear a glove when you make man-man love, 'cause he's already got HIV. Oh, yes, we're not the perfect couple. I think the fans would all agree that we're all just wild about Petty, 'cause we've been Petty bitten. Yes, yes, and it ain't quitting. Petty's the rape victim for me, yeah.
Oh my God.
Let me listen. Let me tell you something here, Perry, gay boy.
Talk to him after this song.
Let me tell you something here, punk.
Talk to him
hey,
after this.
Hey, bitch! 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 I will throw you in fucking jail, you fucking gay, fucking sick, perverted, homosexual, cocksucker! You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch!
Perry, the system, the system.
I give a fuck!
False.
You're going to fucking jail, you son of a bitch! I'm going to throw you in fucking jail,
Perry.
You son of a bitch!
Perry, this
I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass! I throw you in fucking jail the moment I see you, you fucking, fucking, motherfucking cocksucker!
Oh! Quincy, you're just having jitters, buddy. You're just having jitters. Having pre-wedding jitters.
Shocker.
Thoughts. I mean, when I say rape victim for me, I mean, like, you know, what I think about whilst I rape.
Perry, sit down. Sit down.
Fuck.
Sit down!
Thoughts. Perhaps love thoughts? Any love thoughts?
Listen to him.
I'm gonna get your
Quincy, listen to him. He's talking to you.
Look, listen, Mo's probably right. Mo's probably jitters. Probably just, listen, probably, these are probably jitters. Petty, listen, let me ask you one thing, please. Petty, just, and I don't mean to ruffle your feathers. I know, listen, I know you are a man made for women, all right? And besides, our parents would never allow it.
Both of Perry's parents have passed on.
Yes, well, mine are both withered corpses pickled in gin in the parlor. But, and that's a but with two T's. But if I had asked you first instead of Tom, would you have said yes?
Never!
Listen, this all sounds a little iffy. It all sounds a little iffy. Maybe there's a crack in there somewhere.
Never!
I think you should eat something.
You belong in jail!
You should eat something.
With all your jailmates!
Quincy, cheer up, dude, because pretty soon you're going to be Mrs. John Quincy Adams, Tom Brennan.
You know, you're probably right, Walter. And I would eat something. I would eat something. But you know what my balsamic said when I opened the fridge?
Close the door. I'm dressing.
It's good.
Indeed, it did. Indeed.
All your ass fucking jailmates.
Let him just finish.
You go to jail,
let
you
let him
son
finish.
Of a
toodles all. Toodles all. Perry, think on me.
What?
He just he said for you to think on him.
I will have you fucking put in prison,
Perry,
for a
Perry,
decade, if not more.
He hung up. He hung up.
Ow!
He hung up, dude.
He hung up. Just sit down, please.
He just laid his heart out there to you.
He really did.
I don't give a fuck what he said.
Just, Perry, sit down there for a second. I know that you're upset. You seem upset. Hang on. Come on, Perry. Take a breath. You need
and
a
think
water.
About it. Think about it. Perry, listen, I know that was directed at you. And can I say one thing? First off, he likes you.
He always has liked you. Why are you so upset? If there's somebody here who should be upset, it should be Tom. You've always known that Quincy liked you. You've always known that.
And the
he
the
wants
before,
to do gay
okay,
shit with
all right,
me.
You don't do that because you're a man's man.
He said that he knows you're a man made for a lady.
He did say that. So I think he's complimenting you. The person that should feel bad is Tom, because Tom was just a freaky piece of ass to him.
Tom was molested and raped.
Okay.
But while he was doing that,
a ladies' man.
But he said, Scaremaster, he said that while...
Tom is also a ladies' man.
I get
Thank you.
But he also said that when he was raping Tom, he was thinking about raping you. So that's kind of a compliment.
It will never happen.
I know that. We know that
but that's
everybody
just
knows.
In his head, you know what I mean?
Come on, Perry.
That's what gets him excited.
Perry,
that's what gets him going.
Okay.
He's thinking about raping you.
You don't think you're an attractive guy, Perry?
I know I'm an attractive guy.
He likes you.
For women!
All right. But do you think that that can't cross over? Do you think that girls like you and guys like you?
They can all like me.
Right. That's
right.
All this
so why
is.
Why can't Quincy like you?
It's just somebody. He has a crush on you. He's never tried to rape you. He's never given
I've never
you.
Met him face
he's
to
never
face.
Given you a date rape lollipop. He did that with
he's
Tom.
He's not going to do that to him again.
No, he's going to marry him and just rape him constantly.
Oh God,
that's not going to happen either.
Well, it is. You can't stop it. You're the
I
best man.
I am putting a stop to it.
You know you have to do a best man speech tomorrow night.
I am putting a stop.
Do you know that?
I don't even have a speech.
Well, you got to come up with one.
You got to write a speech.
You have to. Now, Perry, listen to me. We've talked about this.
I feel like I'm not wearing pants.
You have to kind of get your shit together. Now, stop. Nobody's going to touch you. Why are you getting so upset?
No one's going to touch
you either.
Hold
on. Hold on. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Shut the fuck up. Tom, you got this thing handled, don't you? Hey, let's be honest. I know Tom. He's a fucking slick freak, dude. He doesn't give a shit. He's after the fucking money. He's after helping you. True or false, Tom?
Yeah, I'm after. Obviously, I'm trying to help Perry. Why would I be putting myself in harm's way and putting myself in this situation?
Can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yeah.
He would never do this.
Scaremaster, just for a second. Not everything's about you, right. Okay?
No.
Can you just relax for a second? Because not everything's all about you all the time.
Let Mole ask his question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mole.
How do you feel the night before your wedding to find out that your betrothed has got deep emotional feelings for your best man? This is
honestly, you want my honest answer?
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
What's going on right now in your head and your heart?
I'm a little confused, honestly, because that's something that, you know, regardless of what happened, and yes, you know, I will say I was raped and all that, but, you know, in all honesty, I was a little flattered by all the attention, you know, if I'm being perfectly honest. It is flattering to have somebody.
I
can
see that.
I mean, it is flattering. Yeah, right. And to hear him just kind of, you know, throw me to the side like I'm just some.
But
you know,
he did say you were his second choice, so you're still up there in the top
two. Okay, look, I'll take
the top
a second choice to Perry to me is still a victory.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure, Wolfie.
What do you smell like?
Get away from his nuts.
I'm sorry. You smell all right. I see what Adams has for
you. What are we saying now? Go ahead.
I'm just, you know, it doesn't make me feel exactly confident going into this thing, knowing that, you know, okay, cards on the table, I'm using this guy, okay? And now it sounds like he's using me in return. So
you're both using each other.
You think he's using you to get to Scaremaster?
That's what it sounds like, and that doesn't sound like a marriage that's going to really work out in either of our favor.
Well, what if it was just like, what if he just wanted Scaremaster to hang out by the pool and just like hang out in a bathing suit?
Well, that'd be okay.
And he didn't have to do anything. He just wanted to watch him.
Maybe he threw $10 bills and had Perry pick him up.
Perry would do that. Perry, if it meant that you were to get a movie, a JQA production, you starring role, you know, BBC Films, you'd do it,
What's
right?
What's the pay? That's number one.
Okay.
Well, what are you
do you know
now?
What he's worth? Do you have any idea what he's worth?
Billions of dollars, dude.
Fine.
Okay, that's the fucking pay.
Wait a second.
That's the pay, or is
what
it...
What were you saying, Mole?
Or is that his money, and I'm still the...
Well, you gotta find out, dope boy. Let me tell you something. If you have something to say, Mole, I want to tell Perry something right now that's really aggravating me. Do you have something you wanted to say? Let him say this. Go ahead, Mole.
Well, I just wonder if this whole thing hasn't been a whole big scam for Scaremaster to get to Quincy's enormous wealth.
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
Seduce him to play hard to get
this whole
time? I
have no idea.
I have no evidence of that.
I mean, you've really been playing hard to get with him.
Wow.
Almost like you don't like him and you insult him
constantly. I can't stand the fucking situation.
Here we go again.
Oh, I'm playing hard to get. Look, I have been...
Okay.
I have been
attacked
from the age of 10, 13, 14, 15, 17,
what are you talking
19,
about?
I think and in
about,
Laguna Beach.
I think he's
now,
talking about
motherfucker, I kicked all their motherfucking asses, and I didn't go to jail. Now fuck with me some more.
Perry, Wait, what are you talking about? You got attacked by what?
He's talking about, I believe, let me see
fights?
If I
he's talking
this.
About fights? Or
he's
this
talking
is...
about guys that came on to him. At all.
Thank
this
you.
This is all gay incidents that you've had in your life.
Right.
Wow, Scaremaster, just seems like you're in the wrong place at the wrong time a lot of times.
All right, now, I want to, Perry, in, Perry,
do you know what?
Listen.
At the risk of coming off as Stephen Smith, I don't think that you did anything to put yourself in a position.
Not at all. Not at all. No. Now, I got to say something very important, because, Perry, we have a guy from the system here. Your whole future is about this. Instead of talking, listen. You're going to be out of the system by the 24th if you play your cards right. And I think, all right, now, all
right,
let me tell you things, buddy. Please, you can't be that crazy about homosexuals. Homosexuals are people, and you have to understand that you can't be this person. Stop. You cannot be this person. And this other thing, you constantly, every time you get backed against the wall and you don't know what to say, and you feel like the pressure's on, what do you always do?
He does a spaghetti joke.
No, he doesn't do
he
this.
He talks about when he strangled his wife because she didn't put oregano in the mushrooms.
No, it's not that either.
He talks about his brother, Brian, the bread. His mom loving his brother
love
more than
What the fuck are you talking about? You son of a bitch! Shut your fucking mouth!
Okay, Perry, again, please stop.
God damn!
Please stop.
He talks about a lot of stuff.
Okay, the thing that I'm talking
about. He yells a lot. He does that.
He does yell a lot. And what does he always say when his back's against the wall? I'm going to kill myself! Do you understand?
Did I?
Yes, you did. You said it many times.
No, I didn't say I was going to.
Perry.
I haven't said it. Now, that's a fucking cop-out.
Okay, Perry.
I always use it as a cop-out. That's my way of getting the fucking top of the ladder.
What do you say? I don't know.
When I say I'm going to commit suicide, that's how I get to the top of the ladder and win.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what you mean.
What's
Are you acting like a little kid?
I'm acting like a little kid.
You don't get your ice cream.
Exactly.
Wait a second. Wait,
exactly.
What kind of ladder is it? Is it a ladder up against a house or is it like
whatever? It's a
okay.
Fucking,
but let me finish. Do you understand by saying that people get weirded out?
I haven't said that tonight.
You said that at the system.
That was at the system.
All right.
Those are the people.
Those are the people judging you.
Scaremaster, this is that. If you say it, that's a cry.
I'm
for
not
help,
saying
dude.
It though.
No,
am I?
I mean, you should be institutionalized.
When I get attacked, okay, and I've been attacked many times.
By who?
All right, by people, period.
And bees?
Just shut up.
Ninjas?
When I have an overload of fucking assholes that like to attack me and shit, suicide is the easy way out to make me win so I can get out of the fucking situation, so I can get out of the hospital, get out of the fucking group meeting that I'm involved with, get out of the fucking 12-step meeting that I'm involved with. You know, if I've got everybody,
but people don't understand
me,
that.
Well, I'm
they
explaining
it
right now.
They take it as real, and I thought you were this religious guy. In any religion, you're not supposed to threaten or commit suicide.
No, that's
a
sin.
Right, and I'm getting stronger as a Jehovah's Witness, and
you're,
I'm not
you're
using,
threatening suicide. Less
I'm
and
not
less.
Using the suicide term ever again.
Well, it's all it does is hurt you.
It was something that I used when I was younger to just get attention or get out of situation. And I've continued on by using it to just recently, and then I fucking slipped by using it at the systems meeting.
Okay, well,
I would never attempt
suicide. All right, hold on for 1 second. I just want to say this. You know, there's one person, and oh, my God, is that disgusting. I took some of this stuff from Toaster. Isn't that good?
Oh, you're supposed to
smoke it, not eat it?
Well, yeah, I tried the bubblegum eye drops.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way. Hey, can I have these banana papers?
You sure can.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, in this show, and you have to look at how lucky you are, who else gets a chance to promote themselves with 60 seconds? Go!
Go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com to order Scary Perry skateboard decks, as well as Scary Perry skateboard t-shirt.
That's the t-shirt you're wearing now. People could buy that one there. How much does that one cost?
This is a This is a, I believe, a $20 shirt.
$20, like $20 on the nose, like $19.99 is like $20.99 or something.
Thank you. This is a $20 shirt. I have other shirts.
How much?
That are $40 shirts.
$40 shirts. What do they get you?
They get you the American Apparel t-shirts.
What does that mean?
That means those were the most expensive shirts that I bought, and I don't want to ever buy American Apparel again because of the price.
So you don't recommend them?
I do recommend American Apparel, but the reason why I won't buy them...
They're too expensive.
Were these ones not made in America?
Yeah, these are American. These are USA made shirts.
Are you passing on that non-savings to the customer with that $40
shirt?
No.
I'm trying to sell them all.
Kind of jacked them up.
But the people that I bought the shirts from made me spend a lot
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry. By the way, you were talking about shirts. I don't know if you've taken a visit yet, but over at Simply Don, the Podcast Network store, you can buy shirts, you can buy buttons, you can buy a lot of shit of all the Simply Don, the Podcast Network shows and things like that.
Tommy Bahama shirts?
No, the most ridiculous thing happened. Those are so out of style when Perry brought the ones.
Really?
They were just like last month's style, so I gave them back to him.
Whatever, and thank you, because the returning of those shirts was perfect at the time.
Really?
Because I had a lot of
I'm a nice
food
guy.
That I needed to buy, and
I'm
and,
a nice guy.
So you got to stop
and I'll tell
where
you,
was it, Nordstrom?
Yeah,
you got to stop by the men's room.
I will say one thing.
God.
What's the matter?
Mind your own fucking business. What goes into my private life?
You did. You went to the.
I didn't use the men's room in Nordstrom.
Definitely
no.
Did.
All right, let me throw this at you. I just want to say, what you did was really good. You owed me something. You went out and you got it, and it was shitty stuff, and I didn't want it. So instead of continuing to say, "Hey, give me this," I said, "You know what? Take it back. They're yours."
And thank you.
You're welcome.
What about Scare Master? What about my stuff that you owe me?
What stuff? You owe me a leather jacket.
You owe me a leather jacket. You owe me a.
Sit down. Sit down, Perry. You're knocking the lamp over. If you knock the lamp over, I'll belt the fuck out of you.
This guy.
Sit down.
Show's about over.
Show's about over.
Just sit down. Just sit down. All right, we're almost done with the show, for goodness sake. Why are you giving each other fingers?
Mole, I give him one like that.
Oh, you went like that?
It's my
you
best gave him friend. Up? I gave him
the
thumbs up.
Then why did you turn around and give him the finger?
Because he's an asshole.
What did I
Treats
do?
Treats me like shit. You've got no fucking respect.
First off, that's not true. You're my best friend.
Thank you.
I'll never be your fucking friend. It's business only. You want to talk about being a friend?
Yeah.
This is business only. I'll never, never, never associate with you away from fucking show business. Period.
What if I'd be more Italian, like my Tony Barbieri? What if I'd be more like, hey, maybe we'll do an Italian cooking show together?
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking loser.
Hey, let's make some Alfredo, puttanesca, mamma mia. How about you? We'll make some pasta pizza.
You know what I like to do? I think we've pushed the limits today, and I really think that maybe it's time to wrap this thing up.
Thank you.
Okay, Perry, I'm very disappointed at you. You didn't scream for no reason. You didn't put yourself deeper in the hole in the system's eyes.
Did you have a hole?
Yeah, come on, dude. Nobody's done anything to you. I didn't do a thing to you. You accused me of setting up Tom with John Quincy Adams. I had nothing to do with that. Why do you blame me, dude?
Do you know a guy by the name of John Quincy Adams?
Yes, I do.
Did you introduce him to Tom?
I don't know. I did not. I can honestly say I did not.
John Quincy Adams
No, if you want to remember this story.
I'll remember the story.
No, you're remembering it wrong. John Quincy Adams took Mole out to New York. Why?
Because they're seeking a publicist.
Okay, take
like
it from
mine.
There. Take it from there.
And then all the bullshit had to happen.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, Perry. But that's not exactly how it went.
Well,
Quincy picked me up. Me and Quincy took his helicopter in New York over to Tom's place and parked it right by there. And then we went over there, went over to Tom's, and then we all went on the helicopter and went out to dinner. And then they dropped me off. I was going to some party that these dudes were having. And
is there any weed there?
There was. There was weed there. And that's the last thing I remember. But then those two went on the helicopter. He said, I'm driving Tom home in the helicopter. And then...
Well, can I ask you a question?
What?
I've always wanted to know this. Did you have any idea what Quincy's intentions were with me prior to that night? And if so, it's fine. I just want to know.
Richard Pryor?
No, he didn't say Richard Pryor. He said prior to that night. Not the same at all. Pryor is also
Quincy didn't share any details about what he had in mind, or that just...
I didn't really know what was going on, because I was kind of freaked out because we were in a helicopter, and Quincy, that was like the first time he was trying to fly it. So remember when we hit all that stuff?
Yeah, we didn't have a permit either.
But, no, I didn't know that you guys were... I didn't know you guys were in love with each other and stuff. I didn't know you guys were getting married.
He's not in love with this fucking guy.
I mean, sorry, I thought we were just all going to dinner, and we were talking about getting me in the stable of Brennan Entertainment.
That's what I thought.
But the next thing I knew is that you guys... And look at this. Fast forward, tomorrow you're getting married.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it's very weird what happened.
It's been a strange year.
I would like to do this. I'd like to wrap things up. And I think the best way to wrap this show up, for the second to last time that we do this ever, it's kind of sad, but it's time that we do something.
Makes me glad.
A little game that we like to play called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, now, if you've never heard of Mole Play before, Mole Play is where we play an improv game here. This is where Mole is in charge. He will cast a scene, he will come up with a scene, and then we will act the scene. What we don't know is what's going to happen on today's Mole Play.
I think what has to happen, I think Scaremaster has to come over here and sit between these two.
Here you go, right here, buddy.
To consummate a marriage, don't you have to penetrate? It's an interesting thought.
Once you're married, I don't think it's technically considered rape either.
Yeah. All right, so what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Nobody knows what happened in that helicopter over the Hudson, except the people that were there. One of them's here. That's Tom. But Tom's not going to play Tom in this one. In this one, Tom's going to play Mole. Scaremaster, you're going to be... Scaremaster, you're going to be Tom Brennan.
That ain't going to happen.
And Dan, you're going to be John Quincy Adams.
That's not going to happen.
You're heading over to the Hudson.
You can be me.
You've just had a delicious dinner at Mamma Mia's. And
they want to put a sucker in my mouth.
Oh, Tim Timony, Chim Chim Chiroo. Hey, Tom, I didn't notice this, but your eyes, they sparkle in the moonlight.
Thank you.
They drive over the Hudson. It's beautiful at night.
Isn't this beautiful? Look at all this. This is my town, John Quincy Adamsville. Tom, sit over here a little closer to me.
What do you want?
You know, I'll tell you something. I knew you were a powerful man. I just didn't realize how handsome you were.
Well, thank you.
Very handsome. What do you think of me?
I've got nothing to say.
Mole, can you put your hands over your eyes for a moment, please?
Sure, dudes. I got a party to go to. I should really get out of here.
Tom.
What?
I think you and I could make magic together.
Good luck.
My money, your power.
Well, okay, maybe that'll work.
Can I touch your face?
Get your fingers off my face.
Quincy decides to drop Mole off his party.
Driver, could we take...
You're driving the helicopter.
Driver.
You're driving the helicopter, Quincy.
Oh.
That's pilot, not driver.
Oh, you know what I think of, dude? Mole, would you like to go?
Yeah, thanks for the lift, dudes. Party on. Have a great time, Tom Brennan.
Thanks, dude. Have a good time. See you tomorrow.
Great to see you again, Tom. Have a good time with Quincy.
I hope so. Thanks. Have a good night. Take care.
Bye, Mole. See you next time. I'll tell you, I love that young man, but he is such a pain in the ass. Do you know what I mean, Tom?
No, I don't. So what are you talking about?
Well, I'm glad you could lag behind and take a little ride.
Mole's still stuck to the door. He's riding on the rails.
Hey, dudes, I'm stuck to the rails. Can you help me out?
Get off, Mole!
Mole jumps off onto the pier and rolls and hurts his arm.
Ow!
Okay.
Is he okay? So, I wonder if he's okay. So, we ought to check in
here,
on him.
Have you ever driven a helicopter before, Tom?
I drove one once.
Here, let me have your hand. Put it on.
He puts his hand on his joystick.
No, I'm not touching you. Shaft. I'm not touching your shaft.
Your hands are so strong. You're squeezing
Get
my
your fingers.
Fingers
off my fingers.
You're squeezing my fingers. I love it. I love it. Let me feel your face again.
Get your fucking hands off my face!
Tom, why are you so aggressive? I thought we had something.
And the two have nothing.
And the two of them look at each other the way they'll look at each other at the altar tomorrow afternoon.
Kiss me, Tom.
That ain't going to happen.
Then I'll rape you.
Try it.
Oh, you don't think
and
I can.
And you'll go where you belong.
All right, let's go to your place. Oh, while we're going back to your place, Tommy, why don't you take suck on this sucker?
It ain't gonna happen.
You put it in your
once
mouth.
Once is enough.
Put it in your mouth.
Once was enough. You son of a bitch. Get that fucking thing out of my mouth.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
Thank you.
All right, Perry, that was supposed to be the first time that they met, so that had not happened before.
That's not the first time that they met, because they've already... They've already
made rape love.
He's already been raped by that
guy.
Well,
I do want to let everybody know what's going on for this weekend. The wedding weekend is what we're calling it. We're going to Friday night at the Comedy Store, late night. I get there like 11:30. I've got a spot, and I'm going to go on for about an hour. We're going to featuring the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, maybe a little something, quite possibly, from Rucka Rucka Ali, maybe even my new find from the Ding Dong Show, Schizophrenic Surfer, might be there. Then on Saturday, we're having the wedding reception and the wedding.
That's, what time?
You'll probably have to be at this place about 4, I believe. But okay. we may need to get the guests there earlier. So those people, Perry, you know your time, but we'll have to let everyone else know their times.
Okay, I got to be there at 4 o'clock real quick. Do I have to wear something special?
Yes, we're going to probably get suits together.
Okay.
That match, because we're part of a wedding party.
Okay.
So moving ahead. Now on Sunday, we're going to have a picnic.
You love picnics.
You're going to be at the picnic, Perry.
Where?
You're going to get, because it's we're going to be done with the show. It's going to be near Dodger Stadium, but in a good place. It's going to be a nice picnic area. We're going to have fun. We're going to loosen up.
Okay.
It's kind of the end of the show. We've got a bunch of fans here in town, so we're going to have a picnic.
Okay.
Then on Monday, the Ding Dong Show. Perry, you are going to be there Monday night, okay? So anyway, that's the list of events that we're going to have for the wedding weekend. We hope you can come to all of it. I'm glad that the people that came here, the people that aren't here, we're trying to finish this pilot that Perry so brilliantly convinced the people from the system to let us use their tapes. So this is going to be a lot of what the pilot is. So hopefully we get in the system meeting. We had a bachelor party for Tom, which was fun. We're going to put in some of the stuff from the podcast that we've been doing. And then in this pilot, we're also going to have the wedding. So that's a pretty good pilot, and that's for everybody there. Welcome to the wedding weekend, everybody. I hope you're having fun. I understand that on Friday there's going to be a big lunch with all you guys.
Where's the lunch?
It's over at the Denny's, right on Reseda.
Wait. What's this about Denny's at Reseda?
There's going to be a bunch of people meeting over at the Denny's.
When?
Sometime today, Friday the 15th.
For what?
They're listening to this right now?
Yeah, they're listening to it probably right now.
Whoa.
Well, that means
pretty
I get,
awesome.
I'm going to be out of town.
Nicole Perez will be there.
Who
else will be there?
What do you mean you're out of town
that
day?
I'm busy.
So everyone can go by your apartment if you're not there?
I'm not there.
Well, you should go and check his apartment to see if he's there.
Make sure no one's breaking into it.
I'm not
Help him out. Tom, who else is going to be there? Do you know?
At the Denny's?
Yes. I know Nicole Perez.
Hiroshima Nagasaki.
I know he'd be there.
That dude rocks.
Al Hoffman.
Al Hoffman.
Prince Vince.
Heck yeah.
Ooh.
An all-star lineup for
Robert
sure.
Robert Crowder
will be there.
Is Jennifer Aniston going to be there?
Probably not. I'd guess no.
Is Salma Hayek going to be there?
Maybe.
Okay, now you're just being ridiculous.
Is Jennifer Corbin going to be there?
No.
That's an old friend of mine.
I remember her. You remember?
Yeah, you fucking...
I think Nils Van Otterloo is going to be there.
Anyway, and don't forget, if you guys are in town tonight, I'll be at the Comedy Store late night, like 11:30. Come by there. The Barris Kennedy Overdrive is going to be performing. Right, Mary Jane? You're going to be there ready to go.
Gonna
we're going to do about an hour at a time.
Yes, we'll be in the main room.
That's right, right. In the main room. So that'll be rocking the fuck out of town. And also, tomorrow, for those people in town, don't forget, you're going to be at... Where's this place? Did you read in that? I couldn't hear him on the phone.
What was the place?
I don't know what the name of the place is. I think Quincy might have mentioned it, but...
He said he's going to give the deets.
Oh, I remember, and my bodyguard's going to be here. Nick.
Nick Shadursky?
Nick's going to be here from New York.
Oh, yes. Fuck. Nobody's going to fuck with you, then.
Yes. Nick's going to be here from New York.
Can I ask a question, Don?
Sure.
How do people get to the wedding? Is there a VIP guest list or something?
Yeah, you got to probably have already gotten in touch with Nicole Perez, but by the time they get this, it's literally the last day, because that's tomorrow, because this comes out on Friday morning. So if you haven't gotten in touch with Nicole, you better do that right away. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with Mole at...
Walter Malinsky at...
At what?
It starts with Facebook, Scaremaster, help me out.
I'm not on Facebook. I closed my accounts for a while.
.com.
Wolfie, how can they get in touch with you?
Wolfie's in your asshole.com.
Perry, how can people get in touch with you if they want?
If you want to go on my websites, go to scaryperryproductions.com. Go to scaryperryskateboards.com. Order t-shirts as well as skateboard decks. And if you want to send me an email.
Yeah, they're not sending you an email.
Okay, thank you.
Tom, how could someone get in touch with you?
Well, the last time I was here, I was actually kind of rude and didn't give my information, but I've investigated your fans, and they're actually really good people. So people can reach me on Facebook. I'm a Tom Brennan, and on Twitter, I'm Tom Brennan NY.
NY, that's pretty stupid.
At Tom Brennan NY for New York.
Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you on the social media?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Okay, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Don Barris on Facebook. Instagram is SimplyDon1. My Vine is Don Barris. Don't forget, every week, check out my Simply Don the podcast. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, go over to the Comedy Store. I close out the show every night. Monday night's The Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock. And very soon on Simply Don the Podcast Network, the return of The Ding Dong Show. If you want to get to our store, it's simply down the podcast network store.com. It's open now. Guys, put her there. Big three. Goodbye.